CytoMed expands NK cells from stored cord blood, creates to new cord blood-derived biotech under longevity bank. CytoMed Therapeutics seeks to advance cord blood-derived therapies for autoimmune diseases and cancers. Long-term intention is to spin off Longevity Bank as standalone biotech, offering immune cell banking and scalable NK/T cell platforms. Singapore, August 28, 2025. CytoMed Therapeutics Limited, NASDAQ. GDTC, CytoMed, a Singapore-based clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on harnessing its proprietary technologies to develop novel affordable donor-derived cell-based immunotherapies for the treatment of a broad range of cancers, including both blood and solid tumors, has successfully expanded clinical-scale natural killer NK cells from cord blood units that have been cryopreserved for more than a decade. This sets the impetus for establishing a new business platform to generate additional revenue streams and future growth. In light of this recent development, we are reorganizing and streamlining our group structure to create a new cord blood-derived biotech under Longevity Bank Private Limited. Longevity Bank, previously known as IPSC Bank Private Limited, incorporated in 2019, which owns 100% of our licensed cord blood bank, IPSC Depository SDN BHD, IPSC Depository. The strategic vision is for Longevity Bank to focus on autologous, using own blood therapies, leveraging its personalized cellular banking services, while parent company CytoMed focuses on donor blood-derived allogeneic, using others' blood therapies, which already has an approved investigational new drug IND phase I clinical trial ongoing in Singapore and a phase II investigator-initiated trial IID ongoing in India. Allogeneic therapies have the advantage of treatment speed, accessibility, and cost effectiveness. Autologous therapies are less likely to be rejected by own immune system and more accepted by patients. As stated in our announcement dated October 3, 2024, we completed the asset acquisition of a licensed cord blood bank in Malaysia, one of only three licensed cord blood banks there. This acquisition provides access to rare and precious cord blood as cost-free raw materials for our strategic expansion into a new class of cord blood-derived therapeutics for autoimmune diseases and cancers due to its naive cord properties. Cord blood is rich in hematopoietic stem cells and contains various immune cells, including NK cells, and has the advantage of being less likely to cause graft versus host disease compared to adult-derived cells. With more than 2,600 returning cord blood banking members, IPSC Depository will be restarting its original cord blood banking business with new rigor by providing new service offerings such as immune cell banking. This will be supported by resources and technologies from CytoMed. IPSC Depository will hasten the research and development of frozen cord blood as a source for expanding NK and T cells, with the aim of establishing a scalable platform for these immune cells. Additionally, to demonstrate confidence and commitment, our management and EP Capital Incorporated, which is owned by our chairman, intends to and is seeking board approval to invest up to $500,000 in the equity of Longevity Bank, at a valuation of at least twice the acquisition valuation paid by CytoMed. This investment is urgently required to purchase new equipment and refurnish the original laboratory to process cord blood samples. Looking ahead, we intend to spin off Longevity Bank as a standalone cord blood-based biopharmaceutical company, manufacturing solutions such as cord blood-derived NK cells, widely researched for its safe and potentially effective remedy for autoimmune diseases. We foresee this as a new opportunity, given that there are few providers of cord blood-derived therapeutics due to the unavailability of cord blood units. Autoimmune cases are rapidly rising with an aging world. Many health authorities are more tolerant of personalized autologous therapies. There is therefore good usage reason why you should bank your cells for the whole family to protect against future health crises, remarked CytoMed's chairman Peter Chu. We can produce both affordable autologous and allogeneic cell therapies using our Asia's cost-competitive R&D and manufacturing infrastructure, and we are indeed receiving growth and diversification proposals, but no definitive agreement has been signed. IPSC Depository's CEO Evelyn Tan added, we expect Longevity Bank and IPSC Depository to contribute positively to the group's revenue, especially when we restart the banking business. This cord blood bank acquisition is performing much better than we had anticipated. About CytoMed Therapeutics Limited. Incorporated in 2018, CytoMed was spun off from the Agency for Science, Technology and Research, ASTAR, Singapore's leading research and development agency in the public sector. Cytomed is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on harnessing its licensed proprietary technologies, namely gamma-delta T-cell and IPSC-derived gamma-delta natural killer T-cell, to create novel cell-based allogeneic immunotherapies for the treatment of various human cancers. The development of novel technologies has been inspired by the clinical success of existing CAR-T therapies in treating hematological malignancies, as well as the current clinical limitations and commercial challenges in extrapolating the CAR-T principle into the treatment of solid tumors. To learn more, view the Global Cord Blood and Tissue Banking Industry Report. Market size, segmentation, forecasts, competitors, opportunities, and trends, 2025. Cord Blood Market Report.